Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Entertainment news now. We go to Las Vegas. Cindy Perlman Gaber reporting. This is good news for George Michael fans, isn't it, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. This is great news for George Michael fans who want a few surprises. A long-lost film centered on George's landmark 1988 Fate tour is coming to the big screen later this year. The exciting part, it has all new songs, a lot of the classic songs, unheard of live performances done in Paris, and also the producers are promising a tour de force performance from George Michael. And that was at the time when his artistry was at its peak. But that's not all. There's a new short film coming out with unreleased George Michael interviews. And the best news of all, an 18-track live album titled The Faith Tour is also on its way later this year. Never heard before Wham songs and solo material.
Good news for fans of George Michael for sure. Let's talk a little bit about Charlie Puth. Of course, during the Super Bowl, he was featured singing the national anthem, did a great job. And he's got a tour and new music coming out. Tell us first, for people who don't know, who is Charlie Puth?
Charlie Puth is a young guy. He's from New Jersey. Everyone says he has perfect pitch, and he does. And he really sort of caught the national eye at the Super Bowl, singing the national anthem. And also there's a line on Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department single, where she sings the line, "We declared Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist." And boom, of course, it's Taylor. Puth says he didn't take that to mean he should just be an international phenomenon. He took that to be, quote, bigger artist means that you have to open up. So he has this new album coming out in a few weeks on March 27th called Whatever's Clever. And the thing that got me, and I think you would love it too, he has one song that has Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins on it with him called Love in Exile. He's calling it yacht rock, which is to him smooth sounding, jazz inflected, soft rock from the 70s. Aren't you in, Bob? I'm so in, right?
Yeah, I don't know about yacht rock. He will be at the Rosemont Theater May 15th. There is a lot of buzz about this new Paul Rudd, Nick Jonas comedy. Tell us about this movie.
Yeah, it's South by Southwest, although this was bought in before. Usually these movies are sold at these film festivals. Lionsgate took this right away. It's called Power Ballad. It's Paul Rudd plays Rick, who's a past his prime wedding singer. He meets a fading boy band star played by Nick Jonas. So great casting here. And they bond over music and some late night jam sessions. But when one of the songs turns into a hit, all of a sudden the boy band star reignites his career, and he sets out to reclaim the recognition he believes he deserves. The tagline is a story about self-respect, friendship, and the price of ambition.
Yeah, and that sounds very good. So does The Madison that debuts Saturday night on Paramount Plus. Fill us in on this, Cindy.
You know what's cool with this? This is the new Taylor Sheridan show. It debuts this Saturday night on Paramount Plus. But it's only 6 episodes, and they're dropping 3 of them this Saturday and then spacing it out over a few weeks. But I had to wonder, like, who has the bigger star power, Michelle Pfeiffer, who stars in this thing, or Tyler Sheridan? And the quick answer, Bob, Tyler Sheridan, the whole way. First of all, he calls Michelle Pfeiffer, who's an icon. She said, "Well, can I see a script?" He said, "No." She said, "Can I just read something?" And he said, "No." And so she called Helen Mirren, who stars in 1923, and said, "What's up with this guy?" And Helen said, "You got to do it. It's amazing." Then Michelle said she found herself in the middle of a lake in Montana in December. And she thought, like, "Oh, my goodness, what did I do?" And she said to Tyler, "You know, maybe we shouldn't do the lake scene. It seems a little dangerous. It's cold." And guess what he said? "No, we're doing it." And she wore a wetsuit, and she has to physically collapse into a lake. She's grief-stricken. Part of it's really sad. And there's poor Michelle just, you know, with the fishes.
The Madison. Good to be Tyler Sheridan these days, I guess. Cindy Perlman Gaber in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.